Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you with us. Today's topic is God's presence. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How awesome is this place? Written and read by Reverend Kyle Norman. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Genesis chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. Sometimes, the most profound experiences of God's presence occur within the ordinary places of our lives. God comes amid the regular and the routine, catching us unawares. This is no truer than the story of Jacob. One of the high points of his life with God is when he dreams of a ladder upon which the angels of God ascend and descend. Rising from his dream, Jacob exalts the presence of the Lord, saying, "Surely the Lord is in this place." He dedicates the spot to the Lord and calls the place Bethel, meaning the house of God. Bethel becomes a recurring place of divine encounter throughout the scriptures. Did Jacob simply happen to lie down in a thin place, a place where heaven and earth touch? Was his dream nothing more than blessed happenstance, a byproduct of resting near the stairway of the heavens? If we read the scriptures this way, then we must assume that Jacob has the dream simply because he happened to lie down in the correct spot. The implication of this is clear. If we wish to have a similar occurrence, we must make our way to the appropriate location. God will come to us if we rest in the correct place. But what does this mean? Does God remain hidden behind secret doors and heavenly staircases? Does an encounter with God simply boil down to being in the right place at the right time, even if it's by accident? The account of Jacob's dream testifies to the exact opposite. Jacob does nothing to bring about this dream. He is but a passive recipient. At the time of this encounter, Jacob had just swindled his brother out of a rightful blessing. What is more, the divine blessing which Jacob stole did not lead to immediate satisfaction. Instead, Jacob must contend with the murderous intent of his brother. When Jacob lies down that evening, he is not desiring divine communication, he is running for his life. Jacob lies down to rest in a very ordinary and routine way. Similarly, Scripture goes out of its way to describe the place of Jacob's resting as a certain place. Genesis 28, verse 11. In fact, Scripture records that the reason why Jacob lies in that place is because the sun had set. The place of Jacob's dream is a random location. It is ordinary and nondescript. If Jacob had run more quickly or started his journey hours earlier, he would have rested in a place far from that location. But the dream would have still happened. Because in the end, The dream was not about where Jacob laid his head. It was about the presence of God. The dream testified to God's gracious love toward Jacob, a love that is expressed despite his duplicity and deception. While we often title the dream Jacob's ladder, the point of the dream isn't about the ladder at all. Even the angels slip into the background when Jacob awakes. Instead, he rises with the knowledge that God is with him. The one who made him also sustains him. Surely the Lord is in this place. Surely this is the house of the Lord. Intersecting faith and life. The Lord's house is the place where the Lord lovingly dwells, and that is around us and within us. Jesus promises to reside within the heart of those committed to him. Those who love me will keep my word, Jesus says, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. John 14, verse 23. Like Jacob, the one who created us also sustains us. There is no place in our lives where we are outside God's gracious presence. This means that each evening, regardless of where we place our heads, we rest within the presence of God. Hear these comfortable words. Surely the Lord is in this place. Every moment of your life, you are surrounded by the gracious presence of the Lord. When you retire for the evening, you rest your body and soul in the protective arms of Jesus. And when you rise, you waken to a day that will be lived in the context of his grace and mercy. You may not experience divine dreams, such as Jacob did, but the reality of God's presence is assured just the same. This is an awesome place. You stand at the gate of heaven. For further reading, read Genesis chapters 27 and 28, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 29, and John chapter 14, verse 23.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.